Life is full of beauty. Notice it. Notice the bumblebee, the small child, and the smiling faces. Smell the rain and feel the wind. Live your life to the fullest potential and fight for your dreams. That's a quote by Ashley Smith. I find Ashley's words moving, for the little things in life are what truly matter. They are the things that bind us to each other, that enable us to experience the depth of our humanity, as well as our soul. Do I have this awareness and attentiveness to life? They are not hidden, yet how often do I take even a moment to truly experience them? Every year, during at least one rainstorm, I try to let myself truly experience the beauty of it. For most of the year, I generally tend to prefer to stay dry. However, for this one instance, I allow myself to stand in the downpour, to feel the cool drops bounce off my skin, to experience my clothes soaking up the rain and surrounding me in it, to hear the roaring sounds of the drops hitting the earth, to smell the unmistakable scent of the water, and the experience awakens within me so much life. It gives to me a sense of peace, of purpose, of hope, and of appreciation, qualities that make my life much more pleasant and much more richer. So often in our lives, we do not take the time to notice the simple beauty of life, or we ignore it or overlook it. We have so much to be thankful for, yet we lose our gratitude when we are not conscious of those things. Have you taken a hot bubble bath lately? Calgon, take me away. There are plenty of people in the world who are unable to experience such a thing so easily. Do you take time to experience nature? Many people surround themselves in buildings and fabricated noise, and when they're out, they ignore the beauty around them provided by this earth. I know a few individuals who have experienced life-changing events and have come to find that gratitude that Ashley speaks of. However, I do not want to have to be terminally ill before I recognize and appreciate all that I have to be thankful for. The hot cocoa on a cold afternoon. The stereo that plays my favorite music for me. The sunshine in the early morning. The laughter of my children. The smiles that people share with me. Life is so full of beauty. So today I challenge you. Take some time today to sit and observe the beauty all around you. Here's some questions for you. What are your favorite parts of life? What things give you that small joy that makes you feel great? How many of those things can you notice today? Have you ever tried to help someone else to notice the small things? And I leave you with this. We tend to forget that happiness doesn't come as a result of getting something we don't have, but rather of recognizing and appreciating what we do have. A quote by Frederick Kiernan.
Baby, and watch me reach my starts to tickle.
Good morning. My name is Ra'el, and I noticed that you are requesting individuals to come to your podcast for mental health. I have overcome a lot of demonic spirits, if you will, or mental health issues, and I've written them in my book, and I would love to come on your show and dialogue about how the stigma of mental health keeps us suffering in silence. I also have a podcast myself, which I'm developing, but yours is an important platform, and I would love to be one of those voices to help open the door for those who are suffering to get treatment and for those who have podcasts to have other people to support your endeavor. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to it. Peace and blessings.